You're listening to T&M Coaching Unplugged. T&M Unplugged features the diverse perspectives of a thriving global community of coaches, leaders, and experts. And it's all for you.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to the Leader Like You podcast. To inspire and help you get more of what you want, more of the time, with less hassle, less resistance, and more buy-in in all areas of your life. My name is Robert Kahn, coach, trainer, and consultant, also the creator of the Leader Like You method. I'm sitting down to bring you my thoughts and ideas and the lessons learned along the way and how to make a positive impact wherever you go. Today, what I want to talk about is making assuming positive intent part of what we do. So like it or not, people do what people do. And sometimes we agree with it.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't agree with it.
No.
We are the center of our own universe. Nobody has the same thoughts, responses, or approaches we do. And when we assume positive intent, we put positivism at the center of our universe, and at the center of theirs. Now, imagine you're driving down the road, and the car next to you speeds up, and then ends up pulling right in front of you at the stoplight. What's your reaction? Well, most of us have learned to say things like, "What a jerk!"
What?
Which means, in that moment, where I'm assuming negative intent with his or her actions. Last weekend, I was backing into a parking space at the grocery store, very slowly. I had seen out of the right side rearview mirror what I interpreted was a mother, her young baby, and possibly the grandparent, because they all looked about the same. And I paused and waited until they got the baby in the stroller and drove past us. And the grandmother raised her finger and said, "You need to look out where you're going and make sure you leave us a lot of room." Opportunity one, assume negative intent. I could have said, "Listen, lady, I know how to drive and I'm not going to run you guys over. Who do you think I am anyway?" Opportunity two, hear and see the universal human need and assume positive intent. I hear this woman is saying her safety and that of her family is important. What did I do? I was so proud of myself. I paused, smiled from inside the car, and I could hear her and she could hear me, and I said, "Absolutely. Take all the time you need and make sure you get the stroller past us." Now, while perhaps a habit for some of us, assuming negative or jerk intent has a cost. It drags us down. We end up working out at the negative intent gym full of unhappy, irritable, and upset people. All with some opinionated people who are probably all out to get me. And that is not a place I want to spend time. On the other hand, there is that skill called tell yourself another story. For example, for the person who pulled in front of me with their car, I could have thought, I don't know, these days, maybe they have to get to the hospital. Maybe their brother or somebody they work with gave them some bad news, or who knows? Maybe they've got something great going on and they're so excited. For example, they're on their way to a job interview and they've been unemployed for a couple months. Wow. And when I do that, I don't have to think of their driving etiquette. So when we practice this story of telling ourselves another story, we approach the world differently. We don't see the world as everybody's out to get me. We work out a different gym and build other muscles. These are the muscles of resilience, positivism, forgiveness, and the ability to first assume positive intent. Now, this is a gym full of well-mannered and happy, adaptable, pragmatic people where people tend to mean well. And this is definitely the gym I want to work out at. So when I talk about assume positive intent, some people say, "Well, do I really need to agree with everything everybody does?" And the answer is a decided, emphatic no.
No.
It doesn't mean people do everything right. It doesn't mean people always have positive intent. What it means is my starting point is with positive intent. And sometimes I'm proved wrong. Sometimes I realize people are making mistakes and have nefarious intentions. Though for me, it's an exception and not a rule. And because everybody lives their life from inside their own universe and bubble, usually they're not intending you harm. So from your universe and bubble, assuming positive intent is more healthy. And sometimes, yeah, you'll be wrong in your assumption. Now let's take this to a leadership level. What makes good leaders? Well, in my leadership septagon, as leader, that's the ability to inspire people with clear strategic plans, lots of learning, mental agility, being great role models, taking accountability, and giving and hearing people's input, creating trust, and assuming positive intent. And so when you look at the people who work with for above, below, and around you, assuming positive intent means there's a better starting point. And let's face it, at work and other places, not everybody gets everything right. Though when we assume positive intent, we create a better starting place. So let's say somebody you work with made a photocopy on an exercise where people needed two sides of a piece of paper, and Maria copied the thing back to back. You couldn't split the paper. So then you say, hey, Maria, I know you meant well when you copied the handout back to back. And that meant people couldn't share their second page with others without giving the first page, which I wanted them to keep. And it means you assume they did it because they meant, I don't know, they wanted to save paper. They wanted to make it easier. I read a great article by a consultant named Robert Staub. And he said, assuming positive intent takes off the table the issue that the other person is deliberately trying to screw things up, that we are therefore not distracted at the level of some nebulous, non-provable negative mental state. I love it. Now, another benefit aside from the neutral starting point is the ability to point out to them in a positive way what went well and what they did, and how they can be even better next time. And just the words, even better next time, assume positive future intent. It's an expression of assuming positive intent and their ability to grow and do better next time. And when you speak this way, even better next time, there's no should've, would've, could've, all of which are elements which assume they could change the past. And of course, we know we can't. And this works too at home. I was barbecuing on a warm summer day, and I had placed a white glass Pyrex type dish my wife got from her grandmother on the top of the barbecue with what I was going to barbecue. I can't remember what it was. And my wife had preheated something in the kitchen and was bringing it out, and I could see that what she was holding would have been better with hot pads. And she almost dropped it because it was getting too hot. So to accommodate her and make it easier, I can't believe I did this. I instantaneously opened the barbecue and gave her space to put in the plate from the kitchen that was hot. And of course, I forgot all about the white dish in front of me that she got from her grandmother. The thing went smashing onto the ground with all the barbecue things around it, making a mess. Had to get the dog out of the way. And my wife was sad. You know, this was something that she cherished growing up, and she had seen at many meals, and I felt really bad about it. And once again, I was guilty as charged. I said I was sorry. And I said, honey, I feel really bad. Though please know that when I opened the barbecue, my positive intent was to help you so you wouldn't burn yourself. She said, oh yeah, I know, thank you. And just hearing about your positive intent helps out. So as a leader, as a partner, as a spouse, as a friend, go forth and assume positive intent and be leader-like. Share your questions, comments, and discoveries how assuming positive intent helps you. And as your leader-like, be successful by design, not by chance, through conscious responses instead of unconscious reactions.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Leader Like You podcast. Connect with us at leaderlikeyou.com. And don't forget to sign up to our mailing list to receive the newsletter and our free materials. See you at the next episode.